started when you were younger, did you have any kinds of initiations if a new kid came in to the area?
No, try to, you know, see if I can whip him. You know, that's all. Not as a gang, not to initiate nobody, no. Not just one. I could whip him if he was bigger, a littler now or something.
Okay. What kind of games did you play when you were a child?
I played hide and go seek, mumble peg, marbles.
What's mumble peg?
With a knife. Stick it. See how many times you stick it up, bite off of you. Each feel of your finger off your shoulder, off your head, flip the knife, you know, the blade, let the blade stick up in the ground. I mean, tan, and that's mumble pack, and marbles, and hide and go seek, and boy, played army. A lot of army.
Was that an organized game, or was that just a...
Well, you know, two or three of us would just play like we'd shoot each other, you know, make rubber guns, shoot each other with rubber bands, made our own guns.
How about any games with balls?
Oh, yeah. Softball. And baseball. Basketball.
Yeah, besides those.
No. Okay. Not one.
Let me see. What kinds of records do you like to listen to?
Yeah, I like it.
I like it. Instrumentals. You know. And it's called the kind of mood I'm in. I like fast music, not the hard rock, but the fast boogie woogie and all that stuff. You know, the twist. You know, I like it.
What about? Do you like country music?
Yeah, I like it. I was raised in it all my life, and so it doesn't really, you know, I enjoy it. I can take it or leave it. It really doesn't.
Do you have any attitudes, personal attitudes about standards of correctness in language? You know, I've been asking you all these questions, and you know, you've been telling me usually, I hope, what you would normally call something.
Yeah.
Do you ever change maybe the way you talk, talking to some people as compared to other people?
Keep the bottom up.
Well, I try not to, and I'm not sure that I don't. It's according to what circumstance I was in, or where I was at, and I'd have to really be on my, really thinking, to do it. But just to have a natural conversation with anybody, I try to be myself, you know, from answering your question. I'm trying to, you know, and now if I was talking to the chief of the fire department, or you know, some. I would try harder, I'm sure, and think harder about things before I said it. Is that what you? That what you're referring to?
Well, do you have any opinions like about the way people are talking these days?
I'm sure I don't. A lot of
put on. You know, putting on, going out and when they're talking to somebody one way, they talk. When they're talking to me, they talk another way.
Maybe that, or what would you say correct English is?
They might not.
I really don't know. Well, I talk like I talk, and I'm sure I don't use correct English in a lot of ways. You know, but and people that do use correct English, to me, it's you know, I mean, it's gets sickening after a while, because I think they're putting on, which they might not be. You know, because the way the time that I came up, and maybe they're more educated than I am, and that makes a big difference. Well, of course, I'm sure you can speak correct English.
I think.
You know, but everybody uses.